page 15.
How do you want us to put it, Honorable Rizal? You're talking about the money that the allocation from the NA, UNA and AU that does not come to defense, it goes to treasury. But how do you want it to appear? What is it that you want us to put in?
I think the card was simply the facility issuing version. If that can be reviewed instead of passing parliament. So we know the impact it has on the budget.
The proposal of the amendment, Honorable.
I think it is a valid point, but for this recommendation, I'll propose that because we're saying it must be prioritized. And then we make a special request for a briefing on why this issue was classified, so that we then can make some informed decisions after that. Because we haven't been told about the classification as a committee. So if we could, then after adopting this report, we'll leave this as a priority, but we can raise that with the request. Briefing presentation on the classification.
Well, yes, some employment, of course, approved by the president himself as a set out very clearly the force, the period of employment, and also the cost attached to that employment, and which country specifically it is. So all the costs are actually there that we're spending as a country on our forces. So we know what money is being spent, but we don't know what money we're getting back for that investment we're making in these missions on the continent.
So, for the principle, what has then been classified? The allocation of money or the reinvestment?
No. But you know how the second works, that we put in the money, and the money gets to the defense, but the people have to pay back the UN, and then it goes into finance, into international, and then it gets up there, it goes straight to Brazil. So it's a long cycle. We've been struggling for years to get that circle right, where we get to know what is exactly happening and how much is the return. It's not been happening. And until and thus, Treasury opens the door and be the one that is it to defense. But yes, it's been a very struggling point in the defense. You're not even the officer. And it happens also to international relations and home affairs. You get all the payout and whatever happens there. We've been trying in scope to get them to work together to be able just to let us know how much it is. So it is a problem. It's not something that I'm saying. I know I can't believe it because of the scope of it. But it's a little bit of a difficult that how much does the country get in return of how much it put into the peacekeeping mission. It's a problem.
Honorable Boy, I think you've put it better. The biggest concern was that that money does not, the Defence Force funds the operation. But when the Defence Force has to be reimbursed, the money does not come to the Defence Force. It goes to traders and gets lost there. Now, what do we say about that? Because it's disadvantaging the Defence Force.
No, I was asking you from a historical point of view that this is a difficulty. And it can't facilitate the adoption of the budget because it's something that you have to engage treasury on its own availability to explain. But it looks they did within the law. They're just doing something wrong. And I just say that it happens also with other departments. It's a hell of a problem. But when you want to see what goes on in Home Affairs and International Relations, we'll be making track to Scope just to resolve the problem. But clearly doesn't pass on this particular matter. It's not easy. It's not going to happen. Unless and until I don't know what to do. But that it really matters, it's a matter of law that they seem to be enjoying from their side of how they close the account to themselves and the money comes and they do it. Others it's about revenue funds, not even that type of a fund. Yeah. So they don't give any option to it. It's something that we should all ponder at how to engage us to resolve this particular matter. But the Defence Force doesn't benefit.
Maybe Honourable Chair, if it isn't Honourable Boy, it's a good motivation to actually have it as a target, which we never have, and which will always be there to remind Treasury of its responsibility, because we are appealing all the time that if we want to increase the budget for the operation of the FANDF, and here you're taking money out but not putting back. So you even, you know, disadvantage the FANDF even more from the difficulty it already has.
Honorable Boy.
It even comes to the level of who deploys the Defence Force in Africa. It's not us. They take the order from. Take the order from International Relations. That's the forefront. That's the department that will tell you that there's conflict in Burundi. President, we need the Defence Force to come. That's how it works. It's not that the generals themselves make the decision. Yes, International Relations. I mean, you remember when we had EB here debating him extensively that group. That's how we send soldiers to Burundi. And only for that, he himself considered that it's more of an international relation decision than the generals themselves. So you can go to the generals, but they will know that when it is said that through international relations, you are needed in Sudan, that's how it works. It's not an operational decision by them. They just implement at the end of the day. The costing and everything is done by international relations. But the budget fiscal gets out of the defense, but you couldn't take if you say landlord, if you say what Air Force or what, but it comes from those that are operational. So it's a little bit of a longer circle, which we find within the system, that this is what happens here. And then when the money comes from the UN, it goes straight to Treasury, and then it gets lost there. Those are the people that are holding it. It's a very complex matter that I'm just saying from information where I've been following it. It does get complicated. What we want to achieve in the defense and what we want to do with these divisions within the whole, wherever we're being deployed. There is a loophole of how the international relations work with the agenda.
So we leave it for now for further engagement. Okay. Now, 23. None agreed. 24. None agreed. 3.5,
Honorable Chair. I think we had a discussion.
What page is
this? Page 25, 3.5. Yeah, I think regarding the document, there was a specific presentation made at the last meeting last year regarding the plans, also APP and the corporate plan of Arms Corps. And Arms Corps made it clear to us there's a deficit, and they're also working on a regional strategy in the long term of how they can sustain themselves and to overcome those difficulties. Now, there's no mention of the regional strategy and the progress made on the regional strategy for sustainability.
Part of the presentation. Yes. No, no, sorry. We can do that. It was part of the presentation, isn't it? Yeah. You just have to. Yeah. Now, any other thing on 25? None agree. 26. Honorable Menu.
So I was just to make a general point and then a point specifically about page 26. Unless I've missed it, which is possible, it doesn't appear to me that the report captures the essence of the problem in the Department of Defense. And the essence of the department in the Department of Defense is the illustrated in the funding framework. The department is spending too much on personnel, too little on operations, and much too little on capital acquisition. That is the fundamental problem in the Department of Defense currently. And it does appear to me that that is sufficiently captured. So that's one point. The specific point in respect of page 26 is paragraph 6.1, where the report says, mindful of the above challenges, the committee recommends that the 2015-16 budget be approved. Now, that is logically inconsistent with the report. The report, I think, very eloquently makes the point that particularly the SANDF, when it comes to force employment, fee hours, flying hours, and so forth, is underfunded. Now, if indeed the committee has a view that the Defence Force is underfunded, then it must in fact recommend that the budget not be approved. The recommendation is logically inconsistent with the report. And I would propose that the remedy there be either that the recommendation be that the budget not be supported, or that the committee looks at how the budget can be reallocated so that we can properly fund operations and capital acquisition within the Defence Force.
Honourable.
Yeah, I hear what the member is saying, but not to be approved is a problem because the government has to function. You have to have a capital force. When you don't give them money, what do you expect them to do in turn? You are literally saying to them, all the challenges and everything that you have employment in everywhere is a challenge. For me, the alternative was to be, let's highlight the point that you are point of concerns and approve the budget, because we do hope that even with the engagement on the different review, we'll be finally be able to engage Treasury to improve the budget of the Defence Force. But not to approve is to close government, is to close the Defence Force. And that's the most terrible decision that we've ever made in the community. Because if you are closing the government, it doesn't help the quality.
Honourable Self.
That's always interesting. There's an issue of being vote specific and there's an issue of being budget specific. Once we approve a budget, that affects all of us. So it means the budget is approved, you continue. Vote specific, you are allowed to raise those objections or oppose certain things. But I think it would put the ruling party in an awkward position to oppose its own budget. We understand that. But of course, it does give the right to the opposition to make case. And that's normally the advantage of having the opposition, so that the case is made and highlighted. So I think we understand the arrangements within government and parliament, how it works and as a function. So I think the point that we want to make is that there's a huge demand for an increase and to support the operations in particular. And it cannot be met, and there's no consideration by cabinet to motivate that clergy must deliver the entire. So for us, it's very difficult to say that we just support and we know what she is lacking and it's causing problems for the operations. So I know the dilemma on the budget.
Honorable comment. Thank you, sir. I think, honorable members, if you are fair and honest, not only with defense, with all the departments, budgets are never enough. If we had all the money, we would have done so much. So it's not a matter of saying, because the money is not enough, then this shouldn't be budgeted. I think from vote one to the last vote, all departments need more money than it has been budgeted for. So it is serious for us. The same concern that we have, that money is not enough. I think what we should add here is that, as it has been stated, that taking due cognition of the challenges, I think we must add that we do feel that the budget is really not enough. But at the same time, then we support what has been allocated.
Will that recommendation also help, Honorable Menia?
Chairman, the recommendation will help to massage the facts that this committee knows that the operations and capital acquisition is underfunded, and therefore, in my view, has a duty to oppose the budget. If Parliament opposed the budget, what would the effect be? The National Treasury would have to review the budget. The dilemma would be with the National Treasury. And in fact, I mean, if this committee took its duty to the Defence Force seriously, it would oppose the budget and force the National Treasury to relook at not only the allocation of the allocation to the Department of Defence, but also how money is allocated within the Department of Defence. At the end of the day, it is just simply wrong to support a budget which you know is inadequate to fund operations and capital acquisition.
Honourable Lord.
Look, I have some courage. Stand up to great.
No, it's nothing. Where's that money? But this is not the problem. It's type of analysis.
Don't worry.
Don't be scared of anybody. It doesn't mean the reality is left with politics as they are. I mean, no government. I mean, you have presented it very well. That, I mean, how do you direct government to collapse a budget? I mean, the budget of government. It doesn't work like that. But the reality also is, which what I appreciate, you are being honorable enough of expressing a point of view, you see, that how do we assist each other to get to the point we want, you see. The point is, when we have not engaged Treasury to come to conclusiveness at the committee that we don't want to change our budget, we should recognize on our side also that we have not done enough, you see. We should put it as our priority to engage Treasury and ask them that, what is it that they're going to do within this environment? But if you are going to say don't have, the department in itself needs the money, but part of the program of the committee should be, let's focus on Treasury as our priority to get things right, you see, and get from the horse's mouth what is the problem that they have. You see, we have not arrived at that level. Your points that you are expressing, they are very correct. They are points of concern. But we have not applied ourselves as a team here, that how do we deal with Treasury? They come to conclusion Treasury doesn't want to support it. This is the same government. I mean, if you sit and you listen to the Minister of Finance when he talks about his own constraints, his regulations has always been that is the trillion budget that we have in South Africa, is it enough and what is it doing? So all these things are there, but as a defense committee, we have not applied ourselves. But maybe the next round should be, how do we deal with the environment? And it's on those places that, I mean, you can then accuse me of not being able to stand up. But at this moment, you are just accusing me because you enjoy hitting hard at me unnecessarily sometimes. But for me, personally, let's deal with the Treasury. The priority is the Treasury, to be able to account. Even on what they said they would do within the defense view, I mean, you always kick off everything, but part of your question are related to the capital itself we invested into the defense force. Do they have the money to meet the target? It's our question, all of us. But we've done everything that they think is necessary. We've put policy arrangements into place. Do they have the capital to rejuvenate the defense force? I think the chairperson sits there, keeping his sword when he meets some of the soldiers. They talk to him about the challenges that they have. He himself would love to see a situation where there's a turnaround in the defense force. But the option of not giving them at all money is the dangerous option.
Honorable Mila.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, maybe I need to understand how the system works. Yeah, and I don't know why this budget is brought to this committee for this committee to approve. If the same committee cannot say we support and we need money, however, the allocation is not sufficient due to the reasons obviously that will be mentioned. But I understand from the ruling party point of view, you cannot really disapprove a budget for your own party. But maybe from my side, I think it's very important to understand how the system works, because I thought when a budget, you know, is brought to the attention of the committee, it's for the committee to either approve or not approve. But because we are saying here, if we do not approve, then there will be no allocation. If it is exactly like that, then obviously I will also have a problem, because we need the little that we are given, but at the same time we are not happy with the allocation.
Honorable Miriam, I'm closing this debate now.
So this is not about party, this is about government. Our duty as members of parliament, we serve in a different branch of government, and it's called the legislature. As members of parliament and as members of the legislature and as members of a different branch of government, it is our duty to stand up and hold the executive accountable. That's the point that I'm making. The honourable member's comments suggest just how far and how deep and just what trouble our constitutional democracy actually is in. Because this is not about party, this is about government. We are in the different sphere of government, and it's our duty to make a judgment call as members of parliament, as members of this committee, and the members of the legislature. And if we know that the allocation within the defence department of defence's budget, as well as the overall allocation itself, is inadequate, then we have a duty to make that point and oppose the budget. Have some courage, people.
Honorable Kavet, Honorable Mayor, there is some courage we are taking now. You know, the situation would have been better if the budget we are supposed to pass is over than what the department we felt needs. If, for instance, it was 5 billion and we felt they wouldn't be able to spend that money, they need 4 billion, they would say it's certifiable. But it doesn't give us any sense and any reasoning if we realize that the budget is not enough. They need 1,000 rand, they've got 900 rand, and then say, because you cannot get 1,000 rand, just forfeit the whole 1,000. So it doesn't make any logic. I think it makes sense for us to acknowledge that the budget is not enough. We pass it, and then we'll engage the treasury as a temple zone. I think that will be making a more powerful statement if we as a community actually acknowledge that. Thanks.
I think we are done on with this. Honorable Member, I think the bottom line is that there is a concern in the community, as always it has been, that the defense force is underfunded. Now, we must also agree that indeed the budget will never be enough. It will never come to our total expectation. Even if we say that the defense force, like any other defense force, should be the budgeted on 2% of the GDP. But we're still going to see some sort of deficit. You are still going to see find yourself wanting because the resources are not empty. I understand some understand leaders be the one you was as to what is the budget. Budget is endless money, man. No. But to say that we should not approve the budget will be too much extra part in the committee. Because we were seeing that we cannot even put fuel in the armored cars and cannot run around. There's other tasks that should be. We can't render the defense force. We can't demobilize the defense force that way. Therefore, you see, even if we say that in terms of legislation, we can force Treasury to review the budget. But when Treasury reviews the budget, it should review it in terms of availability of resources. You can even review it and come to the same conclusion, see, and then we go to legislation again and so on. So therefore, I'm going to call for the mover for the adoption of this report and the second. Can we have a mover? A mover, Honorable Gamete, Honorable Boye, seconder, Honorable Bina.
So you would record our objections.
The DA's objections recorded. Thank you very much. Then we go to the second. Oh, these are announcements, Honorable members. We have a meeting.
Honorable Chair, just on a lighter note, I'm not sure if you read in the Financial Times this morning that the Minister of Defense in your favorite fraternal country, North Korea, was executed this morning by artillery fire. And the reason for that was he was caught sleeping at a meeting.
What is that? No for? No.
We did not read about that. At the moment, we will talk about it. We can't talk about it until we read about it.
These are announcements. You remember we need to have the joint oversight visit with the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. Now, fortunately, I think all members here belong to that committee. We just have to be, it's a matter of formality. The program has been circulated to ourselves. We just have to adopt it maybe tomorrow in meeting as a matter of formality. So, yeah, just go through it. And invitation to post budget board debate function. I'm not sure where the invitation. It's been circulated. Yeah, this is okay. That is an invitation. An invitation.
Honorable Minister, just on the invitation, I did write to the person responsible this morning and thank him for the kind invitation. Unfortunately, our caucus has a position that no member is allowed to attend any post-budget function on the basis of the current austerity. So I will not be there, and I regret that, and I just would like that on the record. Thank you.
We have bill of rights in our constitution. If you can resort to party rules, you can resort to bill of rights. Thank you very much. And that has been taken. The program, because of this up and downs, our program has been amended here and there. It's not like there's a shift from the program. It's just a shift in the date. That's the announcement. Thank you very much for that. Good luck in the present debate next week on the 19th. Thank you very much. Meet you again.